The White House has just admitted they ran a fake vaccination program with the goal of collecting DNA samples from children. The covert operation took place in the Middle East, and vaccinations were promised to people who the government claims were tied to terrorist groups. The goal of the DNA sampling was to identify individuals for execution. The CIA recruited Shakil Afridi, a well-respected doctor in Abbottabad, Pakistan, to manage the program. This provided the CIA-managed operation credibility in the region. Existence of the program was first reported by the New York Times in 2011, but only now has the administration acknowledged its existence. Afridi offered families free hepatitis vaccines for the children, and he would then take genetic samples, searching for relatives of those President Obama marked for execution. Pakistan arrested the doctor for his role in the operation, charging him with treason. He was sentenced to 33 years in prison, which reports say was reduced to 22. His lawyers insist the charges keeping Afridi behind bars are not related to the CIA vaccination program. And Lisa Monaco, President Obama's chief counterterrorism advisor, wrote to 13 university deans promising to end the program. She also told the school heads DNA collection from vaccination programs would no longer be used for counterterrorism purposes. After evidence was released proving the existence of the operation, educational leaders criticized the program and the administration. This sparked a response from the White House. Supporters of Afridi praise him as a hero helping the United States track down Osama bin Laden. Opponents call him a traitor who betrayed families, his nation, and his religion for short-term gain. It remains to be seen if DNA collection through fake vaccine programs will tarnish the Obama White House legacy.